Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I should be writing number 399, coming from the car.
Well, I should be riding. I should be working on my craft. I should be riding. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. Still going. Ever since 2005. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And it's number 399. I've been asking the Patreon supporters what they think we should do at 400. I think I've got an idea, but this is not 400, this is 399. And it is an ironic podcast, and you'll see why in a minute, but it is something that's been on my mind, so I'm going to talk about it. News about me first, I finished solo and turned it in. They gave me a 5-day turnaround on the second edit. The first edit was my editor from Del Rey, her comments and stuff, and then the second edit was Lucasfilm edits. Various little Star Wars universe details. And it's fascinating. I think I'll talk about writing in a licensed world in a future episode, because I've learned a lot. I started out in RPGs, so I know a little bit about writing in someone else's world and how not to get completely attached to what you're writing and how there's always somebody out there who knows more of the minute details about the world than you do. So I got that turned in, and that really fried my brain. And I've been working on my proposal for my new book and my next project, which I can't talk about yet. The proposal is not going great. My agent keeps kicking it back to me. I think I've talked about this. And it's not I'm not complaining in that I think she has bad ideas, because every time she's given me comments, it's gotten better, but I started to feel lost and wanted to do a complete restructure of the book. And I told her what I wanted to do and she agreed, but now I'm happier with the structure, but I have this sneaking fear that we're starting from square one now, again, on the little tweaks she's going to want to the outline before we submit it. So a little bit of emotional roller coaster on that thing right now. So what I wanted to talk about today was priorities. The irony is that I'm starting to get that, pardon me for sounding like a major cliche, but I'm starting to get a bad, Mondays are bad for me. And it's like, my husband goes back to work, my daughter's home, but you know, she does her own thing. And so you'd think I'd relish getting back into the swing of things, you know, my normal routine, but for some reason I feel very adrift. And this has happened the past like 3 Mondays. I know this because I've joined a new app where you bet if you're going to make a certain amount of steps per day, and if you do it, then you get your money back and a little cut of whoever did not get make their bet. So I've been looking at my step counts, and my step counts are kind of reflecting my motivation for the day as a whole. So not a lot of motivation, not a lot of steps. Weather also not helping. It's in the high 90s today. Heat index over 100. It's great. Feels awesome. So I have not done hardly anything work related today. Done a lot of domestic stuff, but haven't written, and I need to get back on a writing every day thing. Not because you have to write every day to be a real writer, but because I have to write every day to make my deadlines this fall. But I was driving the other day and I realized that I talk about priorities here and there, but I don't really focus on it. And really, priorities are one of the most important things in a creative person's life, because we let inertia and entropy drive us a whole lot. We really let the inertia and entropy take over. You know, you get up in the morning, you're not feeling motivated. You read your email, you read social media, you read the news sites, you get your blood pressure up, and then suddenly it's 10 o'clock, and you wonder where the hell the past 3 hours have gone. And then rinse and repeat, and you've got my day. We don't actively say, I am going to prioritize wasting time on Twitter over my career as a writer. Because no one would say that. You would never say, I prioritize looking at Twitter and feeling bad over the career I've dreamed about most of my life. But when I do that, that's what I'm doing. That I am prioritizing messing around online over following this dream I've had. And when people say, how can I find time to write? I don't even think it's about time. It's about priorities. You are prioritizing. Everything in your life is a decision you make, a priority. Eating meals, going to work, getting sleep. You know, you don't think those are decisions, but there are times in the day where you make priorities to do those things over anything else. Caring for your family. That's up there. But then you've got social media, email, tablet games. Oh God, the phone and tablet games. And you actively make a choice to say, these are more important. And actually, we don't actively do it. That's my point. We don't actively make the choice. It just kind of happens because of, you know, entropy, inertia. We're sitting there. It's hard to motivate ourselves to do one thing, to get moving, do the one thing that pushes us to get started. And getting started is the hard part. But you just have to decide what is the most important thing that I can do with this time right now. And sometimes the answer will be, I want to have a beer and play a video game. Because we all need downtime. We all need relaxation. We all need all of that. But I can tell you from experience that actively choosing, I am going to sit down and enjoy myself right now, makes you feel a lot better than realizing that you have made that decision and just thought that you would get around to work. Because in the second case, you feel like a failure. In the first case, you realize, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not going to hope I did do something else. This is my time to enjoy myself. You know, you can set timers for breaks. Breaks are interesting. I still have a problem with breaks. I don't know if I've talked about this or not. God, after almost 400 shows, I pretty much think I've talked about everything, but maybe you haven't listened to it. But when I really, really get in the groove of writing, I don't like to take breaks because I know in theory that they are good for me and my physical health and my mental health. And they've done studies showing that if you just work and work and work and work, you'll get less done than if you work and stop and work and stop. But for some reason, when I get into a good groove, I don't want to stop on some arbitrary time limit. I want to stop when I want to stop. And while I can do this, I am able to do it in the time that I'm doing the work. It always exhausts me. So the next day, my brain is pudding. When you ask how you can find time to write, don't ask that question. That's not the question you're really asking. What you're really asking is, how am I going to prioritize writing over the other things I do in my spare time? And try this. Just say, what do I prioritize? What's more important to me right now? Playing Overwatch or having a writing career? And the thing is, you can do both. You can write and then enjoy yourself. You don't have to spend hours and hours and hours writing. Especially if you're just starting out. Ask that question. You gotta ask the right question. So soon after recording this, I had an epiphany. And I figured it goes perfectly with my comments earlier. So I figured I would just add on to it. And this kind of epiphany is a little embarrassing because it really is the almost the equivalent of, wow, it was an epiphany that I deserve to be treated well or like a person or I don't know. It feels silly to say so, but I think as I've done so in this podcast before, if I'm feeling something weird regarding writing, perhaps other people do as well, connected to the whole priorities thing. A long time ago, Patrick Nielsen Hayden from Tor was saying that he didn't like using your email essentially as a to-do list, because then it becomes a world-writable to-do list. And I was thinking, well, yeah, that's not great, but it is a good way to keep track of everybody who wants you to do stuff for them. And I've been using my email as a world writable to-do list for many, many, many years. And I'm the kind of person that finds it difficult to get work done, get any meaningful work done, get those priority work done. Remember that we talked about that earlier, the priority work? It's difficult to get that work done before I get through a whole bunch of email, because I know people are waiting on those emails. And then a sort of double epiphany hit me, which is the little dopamine hit my brain gets when I fulfill a task that's connected to an email and I can archive that email, that gives me a sense of accomplishment that's pretty much like empty calories. I'm eating potato chips. Now, are they things that should be done? Yes, just like if you ate potato chips all the time, you would stay alive. Are they things that will advance my career? Probably not. But they're easy, and they're often quick to do, and they make me feel good once I get them done and I get them off my little world writable to-do list until someone else in the world gives me another thing to do on my list. So the epiphany was, answering email as considering as an important part of your to-do list is empty calories. And what you set as your own priorities are more important than, say, 90% of the people emailing you. Do you have a boss?
emailing you about something important? Do I have an editor emailing me about something important? Do you have a spouse emailing you about something important? Those are all important things, yes. But I'm betting that your goals in life, you're probably listening to this because you want to be a writer or follow some other creative path. Those goals are pretty high. Those are life goals there. Those things should be dealt with first before any of those empty calories. And I know it feels good to get them done and you feel accomplished, but that accomplishment's a lie. You're fulfilling yourself just like potato chips fill your stomach. I'm not going to carry on the... Actually, no, I could carry on the metaphor. Because it's like, if you just eat potato chips, you're going to start to feel pretty crappy. And your health's going to be affected. And if you just answer email as your to-do list, you're going to wonder why you're not fulfilled. Why your brain tells you you got so much done, but you look and your novel is nowhere near where it should be. And your querying of agents is nowhere near where it should be. So if you're one of those people like me who thought that if I can just answer all my email that I'm getting something done, think about what you're doing to your metaphorical health here. If you made the most important thing beyond job, family, that kind of stuff, the pursuit of your creative career, or just your creative life, how would that make you feel? I've been trying to not look at my email first thing, and sometimes I do okay. Sometimes I unfortunately have previews on my phone, so I just glance down at my phone and I can see who's emailed me. And I had an editor email me, and I thought, yeah, it's 7:30, and I told myself I wasn't going to do this, but I have to know what he wanted, because I'm just going to wonder what he thought of what I wrote forever if I don't check and see what he wrote. So I did that, but then I left my phone alone for a while and got running done and got writing done and got my proposal turned in. That's just basically my new thing, is priorities, and I gotta throw email down the priority list. No matter how good it feels to get stuff done, it's not fulfilling to my creative life. Email is empty calories, people. Remember that. All right. I'm going to cut out now and go back to the car cast where I take you out in the classic I Should Be Writing way.
I think I'm going to end this now. A little lesson about marketing. I realized that I feel like I say the same things every episode, and you guys must be tired of hearing them. And it's possible that you're tired of hearing them, and I'm sorry if you're tired of hearing them. But it's amazing to me how people don't pay attention. There have been people who say they're huge fans of the show and have been for 10 years and then ask me how much they should pay their agent when they sign with them. And I met somebody who said they were a fan of the show who did not know I wrote science fiction. So I have to repeat myself. I know somebody who did a Kickstarter that was wildly popular, and he felt that he was promoting it too much. And when he was done, it's like a couple of hours later, people would come out of the woodwork and say, I had no idea you were doing this. Can I still pledge? So with that said, I will remind you that I am a writer of science fiction and nonfiction, and I have books out there, including Six Wakes, which is Hugo, Nebula, and Philip K. Dick Award nominated. Also, the Manly Wade Wellman Award, which will be, I guess it'll be given out this month, I think. It's a clone murder mystery in space. I also have a podcast-based book called I Should Be Writing, which is a lot of what you get here, only it's a workbook, too. I wrote the novelization for Solo. Holy crap! I still can't believe it. It's like I'm done with the book. I've turned it in. I've moved on. And yet I still say it, when I want to say it out loud, it feels like, you know, I'm a kid putting on mom's makeup. It's like, this isn't really, really this grown-up thing that I did. It's just a, you know, a mask. But yes, I wrote the novelization for Solo, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm very proud of it. And it is available for pre-order. That comes out in September. I'm also an editor. I co-edit along with SB Divya, the magazine Escape Pod, which is free science fiction every week, short stories. And I have another podcast called Ditch Diggers, which is up for the 2018 Best Fan Cast Hugo. And I do that with Matt Wallace, my good friend. And that is, you know, you search for Ditch Diggers or Mer Lafferty, you'll find that. Or you could go to Merverse.com. And that is where all the things are. So with that said, I have to finish driving and then going to go home and hopefully set my priorities and get some work done today, because I should be writing and so should you. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. It's on TV tonight. But I